Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and while loads of stuff's going on around the world, I thought I'd give a reaction video to something that's low-hanging fruit. By all means, you can choose to ignore this. I doubt it'll be allowed on the subreddit for reasons I'm going to get into in just a moment, but let's talk about this ridiculous reaction to the social media accounts of pundits and CS figures and people like myself, journalists, whatever you want to call it. And we'll use the Thorin nonsense from yesterday as an example. So the first thing I want to say right at the top of the video, because I know that some of you are probably going this will blow your mind, but a Twitter account, all right, it's completely fucking optional to follow. I know it's mental. I know this is so crazy, right? Just bear with me. Bear with me, guys, because obviously this is really, this is earth-shattering stuff, I know. So there's a button, all right? And what you do is you click follow, and that means I would like to see tweets from you in my own Twitter timeline. That's what it means. That's what it does. And at any point, you can press that button again. This is, I think, where you guys have trouble. And it unfollows you, so you don't see the tweets. Right? I don't know if you were aware of that. And if somebody is particularly offensive to your sensibilities, or if somebody's tweeting at you and you don't want them to, or people are retweeting their shit and you just don't want to see it, you can hit a block button. You can just get rid of them all together. It's amazing. What you shouldn't be doing, all right, is tweeting at people, telling them what they can and can't tweet. That makes you a fucking moron. That makes you a moron. Seriously, you opt in to someone's Twitter feed, and if they tweet things you don't like, do you know what? It doesn't fucking matter, because it's their Twitter feed, not your Twitter feed, you see. And you can penalize them, if we need to frame it that way, because that's what you guys get off on, isn't it? Penalizing people. You penalize them by reducing their number of followers, by unfollowing them, you see, if they tweet things you don't like. That's all you have to do. It's real simple. But what I've seen increasingly is people going on to other forms of social media to talk about how people control their social media, which is completely stupid, isn't it? You don't have any say. You don't have any input, right? People tweet what they want. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. That's how it is. Twitter, their personal Twitter isn't for you. It's for them. That's why it's theirs. Not yours, you see. Again, I know this is so crazy for a lot of you. I understand that, right? But I think that's the first thing we need to say. If you don't like what somebody tweets, just unfollow. No need to make Reddit threads. No need to complain with your little one-sided anecdotes about how fucking horrible it is. That you, oh, I saw a tweet by someone. Oh, mercy me. No need for any of that. Just unfollow and just get on with your life. Again, crazy, I know. So what I noticed the other day was there was a bunch of threads about Thorin, right? Because Thorin had tweeted some stuff and people didn't like what Thorin had tweeted, so they made Reddit threads about it. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that Reddit say we don't allow witch hunts. We don't allow witch hunts of any kind. Yet these threads only serve the purpose of basically abusing Thorin, and he's not the only one. I get them all, you know, I get one of those a month, I would say. Other personalities have had them in the past. It's just what Reddit is for, ultimately. It's for sharing content, but it's also for getting mobs together real quick to go and harass people with very limited information. That's pretty much what it does. And people, you know, I guess we just got to live with that, haven't we? We just got to live with that's what Reddit is as a platform. That's fine. But here's where it gets really interesting. If you make a thread about a personality you don't like, tweeting things you don't like, encouraging others to, I don't know, berate them, abuse them, contact their employers, whatever it is, that's allowed on Reddit. But if I was to take the name of one of you piece of shit Redditors that do that and tweet on, I'm on Twitter, I'm on a totally separate platform about what a cunt you are, Reddit will ban me for that, and have. you see. Reddit wants to police. The Reddit staff have got a policy, which they don't say because it would be unenforceable, but they police everyone's social media across the board, your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever it is. And I can't single out an anonymous Reddit user, but you can single me out or anyone else out you want with my God-given name, and people can dox me and do whatever else. And that's fine. That's par for the course. And the barrier that would stop that would be moderators who think it's hilarious and like it that it happens. And don't even enforce their own rules. So that's what you're part of, by the way. If you're one of these people, which we're going to get to, that's what you're part of. Does that feel good? I mean, is that an achievement for you? Probably is, isn't it? So, well done. Congratulations. You are a piece of shit. On with the rest of the video. Now that we've got those things established, those are the ground rules. Those are the realities of dealing with social media these days. So what I noticed was, as well, not only were people basically like going after Thorin for tweeting, and again, it's not just about Thorin, it's about everybody, right? You went after Thorin for his Twitter account, which is completely optional, not linked to his work in any way, shape, or form. He isn't even gainfully employed by anyone. He's a complete freelancer. You talk about how unprofessional he is for the things he says on his completely optional to have, optional for you to follow Twitter account, and yet you love this thread. You love this thread. This thread is thread here, front page, you know, loads of comments, loads of upvotes. Don Stepan has a message for Thorin. So what's the message?
Холодный анализ, как бы это ни было тяжело.
I'm so sorry. I will try to give to my English friends all of... From the bottom of my heart, I want to speak with them and said, "Fuck you, Thorin." Все очень просто.
Кажется, это скоро появится на Reddit. В конце концов, просто fuck you. Холодный анализ, как бы это ни было тяжело.
So wait, that's a guy saying "fuck you, Thorin" on a broadcast. And you guys loved it. You thought this was hilarious. I mean, look at this. That's a nice little ASCII flipping someone the bird. Ha ha ha. From CIS with love, liked, God bless Don Stepan. What else do we have? Well said, couldn't have said it better myself. You know, God bless Stepan. Again, Thorin, best keyboard warrior EU. I always get mentioned whenever Thorin gets mentioned for some reason. I don't know why that is. Again, because people are fucking morons and can't separate two separate and distinct entities. Because we used to have a podcast, didn't we? So we're the same person now, with the same personalities. I have a feeling RL is more than a keyboard warrior. Yeah, okay, that's true. I love Russia now, okay? You know, well said. Thorin might have gone from Asperger's to something else. Never seen so much dumb shit in my timeline. Thank the Lord he won't be at this major. Thanks, Stepan. It's the kind of message I'd give to Thorin. And people are asking for context and no one cares. The crew is just killing themselves laughing. Well played. Sonic goes, and they're basically all of these comments say, great job, Don Stepan, for on the middle of a broadcast, derailing a broadcast, to tell you to someone who has worked for the company you work for, but isn't there at this event, for telling him to fuck you, right? Now, I'm sure Duncan won't give two shits about that, and I certainly don't, but what I do give a fuck about is rank hypocrisy. And I'm pretty sure if Thorin had said to, I don't know, a piece of talent who wasn't there, that was well-liked by the community, let's pick someone popular, I don't know, who's popular? It's hard to tell with you guys, isn't it? So, I don't know. Let's say Moses. Let's assume Moses is the most... Oh, no, everyone loves Anders, actually. So fuck Moses. Anders is super popular, isn't he? Now, if Anders wasn't at an event, and Thorin was, and Thorin went, ha, and I just want to say, fuck Anders. Fuck him. He's stupid. You'd all go mental about it. You make threads saying it was super unprofessional, not funny. You couldn't tell if he was joking or not. There'd probably be some back and forth going, oh, but what if they're friends and it's banter? Well, banter has no place in a broadcast. That's how you would occupy your fucking time. Right? Because that's what you do. So, again, hypocrisy. You know, you're not even logically consistent. And then the other thing people will say is, oh, but Richard, you can't judge Reddit as an entire entity. No, but there's this thing called a consensus, which I can use and will use because that's what is going on here. So I was kind of just monitoring the situation, which is more than the moderators of the subreddit were doing, evidently. And I just couldn't believe some of the shit people were saying. Again, to be absolutely clear, this is Thorin's optional, right? Optional account. Like, you don't have to follow. Right, so let me just get the original thread here. And it was called Thorin's Twitter Recently, is what the thread was called. Now, keep in mind about the witch hunting rules. This isn't an instance of somebody tweeting something that generates a conversation. This isn't anything other than some loser has decided to police Thorin's Twitter and with their shit lives filled with spare time, go through and pick out examples where they said things that they don't like, present them, divorced from any context, of course, and basically use this to say what an evil person Thorin is, which is, again, I don't know, I kind of feel that's a bit of a weird thing to do. Now, here's what I will address. These two at the top here are, there was Thorin's tweet where he says, if you're, basically, if you're not a major winner, you shouldn't smash desks, right? I get it when Olaf smashes a desk because he's a major champion and legend, but don't smash one if you're a shit player at a minor. Now, I'll say this. In fact, actually, no, I'll wait until we do the other one, and then I'll give you some insight into Thorin's way of thinking. Because I've worked with Duncan a lot, as you know. And then he says here, back in my day, you celebrated after you did something in a major, not simply because you made it to one. If you legitimately celebrate making a major, then you're not a team who's going to do anything big at said major. Right, so let's just talk a little bit about the mindset of those two tweets, because I do disagree with those tweets. I disagree with both of them. But what I do when I disagree with somebody's Twitter account is, if I know them, I will say to them, we'll have a discussion over a beer or a cup of tea or whatever it is, like civilized adults, you know. Or I'll reply to them if I don't know them and say, yeah, but what about this? Have you thought about this? I'll certainly not go on all fucking day about it. And I certainly won't go and make a Reddit thread about it saying, have you seen what this guy said? And try and rustle up a fucking angry mob to penalize somebody. It's ridiculous to do that. Certainly as well when it's opinions. This isn't somebody saying, I have paid out the prize money, and they haven't paid out the prize money. This isn't somebody saying, this person should be killed, please kill this person. You know, this is just Thorin's opinions. Now, I'll give you some insight into his opinions. The one thing Thorin respects more than anything else is just greatness, being the best. It's what he's aspired to do in his life, to be the number one in his particular field. And it's what he does, it's what he respects in all sports stars. It's about number one. And he thinks that until you achieve that status, you shouldn't be acting, your frustration shouldn't get to you, because why would you get frustrated when you're nowhere near where you should be? Or your emotions, happiness shouldn't, you shouldn't be ever happy with being number, two, three, whatever it is. It's all about number one for him. Now, again, I don't agree with that, because I've done coaching and I understand that, my understanding is that goals have to be specific to you. If, for example, you can't run a certain time in the 100 meters, and let's say your first time is something fairly terrible, like 16 seconds or something, just because you can't get sub 10 doesn't mean that you shouldn't celebrate if you get it down to 14. That's, you've shaved 2 seconds off your best time. That's a hell of an achievement. You should be happy about it. That's my belief. And also as well, think about some of the underdog runs we've had. Think about things like Team Liquid making a major final. Think about what happened with G2, inclusion of poker, and there's probably, think about Penta way back when, getting out of the groups. For me, goals is completely subjective, and what you should be happy about is subjective. And Yanko made that point, and I agree with Yanko's take on it. But again, don't think those two tweets really warrant a witch hunt, because if I just disagree with Thorin, I can talk about it with Duncan when I see him next. If I feel that strongly about it, I don't. It's his opinion. And that's that, isn't it? I just get on with my life. I don't understand why it's so hard for other people to do this when it comes to other people's social media accounts. I've never understood it. I'll give you some theories at the end. But let's go through the demented post here. So after he does that, rather than just debate the issue, he just starts digging through his old Twitter feed. This is a guy called Flush It Is Sexy, by the way. You know, talking about past jokes he made and, you know, all of this stuff. And then he even found a web archive where he typed KYS to a user that he knows and people took it seriously. So you go through all of this stuff. And it's completely, it's just mental, some of the things that are in here. They repost that thing I just showed you of the fuck Thorin. And again, everyone saying, ah, that guy's so amazing for telling another member of talent to fuck off. But if Thorin ever did that, that would be unprofessional and he should be fired. You can see here people say he's a cretin and a keyboard warrior, and he's okay on camera. I'll just come back on camera for that myself. He's okay on camera because it's his job to be okay on camera and to be within a certain framework. His Twitter is his Twitter. They're two different things, you fucking idiot. They're not the same. They don't even have the same standard applicable to them. Again, if at any point you don't like someone's Twitter feed, you can opt out. He's not spoiling anything for you. You don't have to watch it. It's not like he's in the broadcast ruining things, right? So what else have we got here? More stuff. Same with Richard Lewis, because again, of course, you know, obviously I have to get brought up. RL is mental on Twitter. Here is the things that didn't happen from this weird cunt called Hambona 5 saying I was threatened to contact his employer. Definitely didn't. You see this, RL also blocks you the moment you say a single line he disagrees with. No, I block fucking idiots. And this thread's actually been great for weeding a bunch of you out. So there you go. The best part is when he splits his opinion on both the desk and Twitter, then brags about one of them when he's right. He does that, you know, to trigger people, and he's only done it on a few occasions, like, and deliberately so. Like, he says to us in the green room, I am going to trigger some people now, and we all laugh about it, because you do get triggered. This is the one thing I would have said this makes sense, because this guy isn't talking about why Thorin should be fired, or, you know, is evil. Of course you can celebrate going to an online qualifier. Good, you're discussing the topic. Well done, Bluetooth. You're a good guy. Even Nartu is tired of his shit. Again, you have, let me tell you this as well. You guys out there in cyberspace, I often see a lot of you trying to go, oh, you can tell that these two hate each other. You can tell Anders hates Henry G. You can tell Henry G hates Semler. You can tell Semler hates Richard Lewis. You guys haven't got a fucking clue about any of our relationships, and you never will. So what kind of demented person are you to sit at home and based on the limited amount of information, which is us on a broadcast talking to each other, why do you even think that's enough to assess our interpersonal relationships? Isn't that ridiculous? That'd be like me, you know, I don't know, picking one or two of your Reddit comments out and then trying to make some grand sweeping statement about your personality and political views. You would say, oh, you can't just judge me on Reddit. Well, you judge people on far fucking less. So it's ridiculous. He gets compared to Donald Trump a lot in this, which we're going to get to some of the politics stuff. And you can see, like, I like how Yanko presented a legitimate argument to him. Good. All right. Fine. Usually I've been okay with his Twitter, but what the shit? This is just stupid. Well, And again, he's the senile old dude of the CS community. I'm not too sure how somebody with a eerie, you know, people have even commented that he has like a photo type memory, photographic type memory for facts from way back when that people can't remember. But now he's an old senile dude because it suits this circle jerk thread where we're all fucking tugging each other's little winkies and saying how evil Thorin is. Now he gets compared to fucking Don Cherry. And then you can see, usually I've been okay with his Twitter. Dude, your judgment doesn't fucking matter. Your assessment of his Twitter feed doesn't matter. It's not there for you to assess. You just, if you don't like it, this is stupid, unfollow. Just unfollow, guys. That's it. Here we go. His Twitter is half coaching sports quotes, anti-SJW quotes, or the occasional half-naked girl. The other half is mostly trying to bait people on CSGO opinions. It's kind of a shit show. Sounds like a varied Twitter feed for me, probably by someone who has multiple interests and also has hundreds of thousands of followers, not just 100,000, not just tens of thousands. So the vast majority of people who follow his stuff, I would say probably like it. And you forgot the pro-Trump stuff lately, says Aldebaroth. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, let's make the assessment that he's pro-Trump. Let's make some sweeping political statements because of things he's retweeted. Now, he did a video on his side channel where he talks about how he's not pro-Trump, but he just hates the way the media have behaved in regards to Trump. Mm. So, Thorin is so black and white. You know, I might agree with that. But again, I know him intimately and I worked together with him for many years. I'm in a position to make an assessment. This is the obligatory one. He's the Skip Bayless of CSGO. Do I win a prize for being insightful? Afraid you don't, Parlu, because you and every cunt who's ever passed comment on Reddit about Thorin will go to Skip Bayless at some point. You know? Now, again, something to remember here, Parlu. Skip Bayless, very successful. Skip Bayless works full-time as a broadcaster. Skip Bayless does things you never will. It's not actually that bad a comparison when you think about it. I don't think it's accurate, though, because the type of work Thorin does isn't comparable to what Skip Bayless does, but whatever. He thinks he's an analyst. I mean, where's he pulled this from? He thinks he's an analyst? He's a historian. He's not a good analyst. I mean, all right, okay. So Thorin himself has branded himself as the esports historian, C9 Ice Cream. He's not a good analyst. Well, I mean, again, we've talked about this before. He talked about it in it might have been that crazy video where he interviewed himself. You know, he doesn't analyze the game because usually there's an ex-pro on the desk that does that. So why would he shoehorn his way in and start talking about it? Especially given me, him, we've been baiting you fuckers out there for years. Like, we'll say to a pro, this was my observation of the game. And the pro will go, yeah, that's a fair observation. And we'll repeat that observation that the pro has agreed with on a broadcast. And then we'll go on social media and we'll see people going, ha! Richard said this, he doesn't understand the basics of the game. Yeah, okay, well, that was probably like some legendary in-game leader that told me to say that. So, yeah, it turns out that, or rather even agreed with what I said. So, I mean, I guess their opinion sucks as well, right? But, yeah, okay, he's great with CS history. There's nothing wrong with that. He needs to stick to the history, okay? What he does is not history. It's not worthless, but it's not history. Well, what on earth is it then? What on earth is it? If it's not, if a guy who labels himself the historian isn't about history, what is it? Of course, you can't say, can you? He's been an idiot on Twitter for a long time. Just mute him. I mean, I agree with the second part. If you think somebody's an idiot, you know, just do that. I don't know what else to expect from this legend. Back in my day, you celebrated after you did something in a major, ultimately because you made it to one. You said nobody should celebrate because they made a major. Definitely never said that. Well, again, they are two, they're slightly subtly different. You know, he's talking about his unique perspective from back in his day, that people didn't really celebrate that sort of thing back then. That's not the same as how people have taken it. Anyway, let's go down. Thorin is just a piece of shit, to be honest. He is also not a good analyst. If you compare him to Yanko, you can just see that Yanko has much more knowledge about CS and how a team works. Imagine that. Imagine an in-game leader, an ex-pro, having an understanding of things that somebody who hadn't been a pro player or an in-game leader. Imagine those two things being different. Crazy, I know. I don't understand why he still gets hired for events. You're going to see this one a lot, guys. Yeah, you can make some funny jokes sometimes, but most of it is just shit-talking players or teams. Which, of course, we all loved when people shit-talk Thorin, of course. He is literally a clown. This is why events hire him. Thorin knows more about esports history than what goes on in-game. Listening to him explain things in-game is atrocious. He is the best for creating a narrative for matchups, though. His memory is impeccable. Well, I was getting upvoted that he was senile just up there. So, interesting. Narcissism in action. The amount of time he spends reading and responding to people who don't like him is way, way too high for any healthy person. Interesting, Timothy Book Jr. So, first of all, narcissism is being obsessed with yourself and having a delusional belief that you are better than you are. The amount of time he spends reading and responding to people who don't like him, that's nothing to do with narcissism, by the way, you fucking cretin. Way too high for any healthy person. Well, okay, well, let's assess everybody in this thread. How many comments have you made about somebody that you're probably never going to meet, that you're never going to work with, never going to have any interactions with? What does that say about all the people contributing to this thread? Weird, isn't it, right? Let's just change that sentence slightly. The amount of time people spend reading and responding to CSGO personalities who don't like them is way, way too high for any healthy person. Oh, I agree. I agree very much. See, Lamb Cakes, hit the unfollow button. There you go. So, you know, good suggestion again. If you don't like what he tweets, the fuck is he talking about? I celebrate every time I win a round. He's an old man yelling at a cloud. Good Simpsons reference, mate. Replace Thorin with Sponge and Yanko at literally every single event and let him fade into obscurity. Well, this is an interesting thing, isn't it? People always say this. They say, oh, you should just ignore him and he'll go away. Well, again, that's... The problem you've got there is he has a huge fan base, doesn't he? And that suggests that he's doing something right. And what you're doing there is you are kind of being delusional yourself. You believe that you and the small cluster of people who basically get off on going after people in these kind of weird little retarded witch hunts, you think that you outweigh the vast majority of his fan base. Wrong, you don't. And therefore, it would be impossible for him to fade into obscurity because he will always have a following. And his following is still growing, as far as I can tell. And he's moving into other areas, as we saw with his side channel and the interview we did with Sargon. Let's see what else we got here. Every event without him is instantly better. Okay, completely subjective. He says the most uninteresting stuff on the desk all the time. He is no real analyst. What else have we got? Reminder, Thorin does not play this game because he cannot handle criticism. What the fuck is that? Banger 25209. What does that even mean? Thorin doesn't play the game because he can't handle criticism. Apart from the fact that the most popular times we would stream on Anders' stream is when we would all play together and banter together. And we did that for a few weeks. And everybody was tuning in because they wanted to see Thorin play. And everyone had a laugh when, because his account had been deranked, he got Golden Over 1. People took fucking screenshots of it. So he does play the game. And then it's because he cannot handle criticism. Well, he played the game on stream in front of everyone. What are you talking about? He does look like he is miserable all the time, said somebody who has spent no time with Thorin whatsoever. Thorin can go fuck himself. I would love to never see him again. Ignore him then. Dead easy. The thing is, new analysts are showing up and doing fine, and Thorin needs something to remain relevant. People realized how mediocre he is at this role, and he is desperate. So what you're saying, IDK108, is you believe that Thorin has somehow been told by people who run events that he needs to do, like, that he's not going to get hired. So he needs to tweet things that annoy people to remain in the public consciousness, even though every time he does that, there are threads saying, please, event, do not hire him. You're a fucking genius, aren't you? He's all right at events, but his Twitter has become unbearable. Down talking teams or players he doesn't like and defending players and teams he likes, said Snorlax CSGO in a thread, talking down somebody people in the thread don't like. Imagine my surprise that you lack the fucking self-awareness to even realize you are doing exactly the thing you are criticizing someone else for. I used to like him. What went wrong? I don't know. Did your taste change? Are you fickle? Who knows? But again, why does it matter whether or not you used to like somebody? Is this sub finally started to realize how stupid Thorin actually is? Now, this is where it gets really good, right? Because you see A lot of people talking about this now. It is mental. This is truly mental. The esports stuff is a little annoying, but I still follow him despite that. It's the constant political shit. Now, I've seen Thorin's Twitter feed. His politics are far from constant. I'm as against regressive leftism, social justice warriors, as the next rational person. But he is fucking obsessed with that shit. I don't give a shit what Paul News or Kekstan has to say about anything. Well, again, it's unlucky for you, mate, that there's this thing called retweets. Because people can retweet things that they're interested in, and it goes on their timeline. Now, again, there's an option to turn people's retweets off. You can do that. So why don't you do that and shut the fuck up about what people retweet? Because no one cares. You don't matter that much. I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings. You don't matter. It's ridiculous that you think you get to police what people fucking retweet now. I've always kind of disliked Thorin because of his ego and all. All right, we'll come to that. But I admit I've never read any of his tweets. Is he really one of those people that likes to rant about SJWs? I figured most adults would be past that by now. Scroll through his Twitter. Jesus, what a prick. Right, so again, he disagrees with a certain political ideology. You don't. You buy into that ideology. And therefore, he is a prick because he disagrees with you on that basis. Excellent. Both him and RL are very much so into that. Thorin makes it sound somewhat more eloquent since that's his style. So I'm ineloquent as well. RL wrote for Breitbart. Again, this is like the Skip Bayless thing. Everyone's got to get that in. I wrote for the Breitbart tech section. So no one should be too surprised. Seriously, damn. Could I get a link so I can relink it forever as if he was somehow secretly a white supremacist? Because this is ammunition. Like, what is wrong with your fucking life? How bad is it? Like, honestly, that's actually really disappointing. At least I still have Yanko, Henry G, and Sadakist. Yeah, well, I hope you don't ever find out any of their private thoughts. Because what if you disagree with them too? I mean, shit, you're the kind of idiot that literally believes if you disagree with someone politically, you can't follow their work. You're in for a fucking tough old time. And yes, Amon DK points out Anders believes a lot of the same stuff we do and tweets that stuff out. But, you know, it's almost as if you played favourites. What else do we have here? Does any of this surprise you? Thorin is one of the largest cocks to ever show up to these events. He's an absolute dick about everything just because he feels he can. All he brings to the table is shitty perspective and low-hanging fruit. Just need to stop giving him any attention, said the person giving him attention and making grand sweeping statements. I really wish tournament organisers would stop picking Thorin as an analyst and let his income take a hit. If this guy can be an analyst, then anyone can. Yeah, I mean, I suppose anyone can go back in time, be there at the inception of Counter-Strike, follow the history of the game religiously, write for multiple publications about the game, produce long-form interview content in a... to a volume that no one else in the space has, not even myself, as a journalist that's had a history that has also spanned over a decade. But yeah, I suppose anyone can just do that. It's amazing, really, that more people haven't. Thorin is a big mouth that everyone seems to hate, so I don't understand how he is still relevant. Dude is probs trying to use drama to stay relevant, but is failing horribly. Okay, so let's talk about this word relevancy. Relevancy, what is relevancy, you might ask? Well, relevancy is whether or not you matter to a particular area. Now, to say Thorin is irrelevant in the Counter-Strike space is patently absurd. He is one of the premium content creators. He is consistently on broadcasts. He is relevant. His opinion is relevant. But here's the thing. If he wasn't relevant, why were there three threads on the front page of Reddit yesterday basically bitching about how irrelevant he is? That is mental, isn't it? Let me tell you, do you know the irrelevant people? You haven't heard of them. Do you know why? Because they're irrelevant. Yeah, well done. I mean, he was always an asshole on Twitter. No idea why people suddenly start to point it out, but I like it. This guy's mouth is like a latrine. I don't even understand how he is at so many events. He always said bad things about SK roster and was wrong all the times, said the person with the fucking SK gaming flair. I wonder what is driving your fucking motivation to post. I muted him for a reason. Good job. Come out and virtue signal. Get free karma. Hey, I hate him too, guys. You'll be all hating on the person. Did I mention I hated the person before? It was cool. Right? And this isn't it. Just wanna, Thorin will forever hide behind his hall. I am the best esports historian. Yeah, because you're the only fucking one. Makes him more precious then, doesn't it? Or do you think that actually, you know, knowing the history and having been there for the history and being able to give nuance and context that other people can't, do you think that's valueless? No one gives a shit about the history of every single 1.6 team. Well, Kitsunagoon, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, how ill are you? And everyone who upvoted this. No one cares. I mean, people do. And how it links to a modern context to how we see CSGO. It matters. The history of the players matter, right? The veterans, the stories of the veterans matter. Hell, people don't even give a shit about real sport historians. I've never seen the label sports historian in my life. So why the fuck is esports historian even a thing? I mean, there are numerous people who have chronicled the history of sports. I don't know what else to tell you. It's true. I'm not making that up. It's not a hard job, really. You can just dig up all the 1.6 stuff through HLTV. It's just a pretty useless job. Complete nonsense, of course. Multiple publications. You know, Gotfrag, you know, this I suppose the CGS site, but that's kind of less relevant. You know, the original Cadred, the SK Gaming Archive. Loads of this work has actually disappeared into the ether. And Thorin's mind, and indeed his hard drive, is one of the few receptacles we have for things that happened at that time. That's why his content can give a unique insight. So to say it's completely useless, again, you're speaking for yourself as if you are the definitive authority. It's absurd. Also, his political BS. I don't mind conservative thoughts on my timeline, but his points make absolutely no sense whatsoever. All of them? Okay, good. If people start hating on him, I hope tournament organizers keep that in mind. Yeah, let's have a world. Wouldn't it be great if you people out there, you people in this thread, right, actually got to dictate what a broadcast looked like and who could work and who couldn't. And it wasn't a meritocracy. It was about your little fucking weird popularity contests that exist only in your brain. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be a great way to run an industry? Yeah. What's that? He made a joke I don't like. Crucify him! Not literally. Do it on the stream. Yeah, brilliant. I mean, you guys are great. So yeah, this guy gets it. People have been hating on him for years. This thread will change nothing. He's just salty because he's getting less and less events and becoming irrelevant. So he was just at ECS and the minor before that, as this guy points out. He said he's doing less events publicly. He gets invited. I mean, people have said the same thing about me. They might even say it in this thread, actually. Let's just see. Does anyone bring me up? Does anyone bring me up? Come on, you, yeah, come on, you want to. But let's be clear. He chooses what events he goes to, and he does get invited to a lot of them. I mean, you have to remember that even in his position of constantly criticizing ESL, eventually they realized it was better to have him at the events because of what he brings. Now, is he going to go to an event in Brazil? No. Is he going to go to an event in Poland? No, because people have threatened to murder him. And you know what? I think, unfortunately, based on threads like this, there are people crazy enough out there to do it. If it can happen to a celebrity in pop music, or if it can happen to a politician, it can definitely happen in esports. And security at these events are garbage. And you can see, look, haha, hopefully it will become a regularity that he doesn't go to events. I mean, shit, you know, like, what's left for him to prove in a broadcast perspective? He's gone from being a guy who was in the trenches doing event coverage to being on American national TV. If God is merciful, it will go on like that. Right? Becoming irrelevant, pour some spicy tweets. Again, the tweets only matter if you're relevant to begin with. Thorin's tweet, make him the Trump of CSGO on Twitter. Right? His level of political knowledge too. Right? So there you go. His Twitter bio says enough. Self-proclaimed CSGO expert. If you feel the need to call yourself the most important best person, you're clearly not even close. Again, do you think he's joking here? The most important opinions in esports. Do you think he's joking? Do you think that's maybe there so a guy like you sees it and gets upset because you're irrational? It's unfortunate since his videos are good, but his tweets are just stupid sometimes. Again, do you know what's brilliant about YouTube? It's not linked to Twitter. Subscribe, watch the videos when they come in, and just live your life. Again, this is insane, isn't it? Right? Thorin's retweets are out of control. Oh, yeah. I love this one. I really like what he brings to CS and esports, especially his YouTube channel, but I'm tired of his political tirades. I'm on my phone, but I have pictures of a month ago where Morgan Freeman... So, I mean, again, think about this. Think about this individual keeping pictures of this moment. And think about how fucked in your brain you have to be to do that. Okay, I have pictures of a month ago where Morgan Freeman talked about how anyone can make it, regardless of birth or race. The interview was on CNN, but then a right-wing movement called Turning Point USA slapped their logo on it and added the dumb top and bottom bar like on crappy Instagram videos and passed it off like it was theirs. The guy Thorin retweeted was Charlie Kirk, who actually was the founder of the group. Wow, Morgan Freeman speaks truth about race and smashes the leftist narrative. Must watch, retweet. Most of all, the clip was about his philosophy than taking a political stance. Basically, a CNN interview was clipped by a right-wing group who spun it off, and its leader posted it with a typical bent and retweet begging. So what does Thorin do? Retweet. How's that a political fucking tirade, you lunatic? He saw a video on the internet. Like, does he have to know... Right? What every watermark on every video in the fucking world is before he makes an assessment over whether or not he retweets. I saw that Morgan Freeman interview. It's a good interview. And I think he's got a good perspective. Because, you know, there's not enough voices in the black community talking about, you know, actually, I think that we do have equity of opportunity. And if I can do it, you can do it too. And people need to be more positive. I think it's not like it's a mad message. I don't care about, you know, the people are watching the video because it's Morgan Freeman talking. No one gives a fuck about Turning Point USA or who they are. But you're condemning Thorin for retweeting a video of Morgan Freeman. And you took a picture of it to save it. What do you think you're going to do with that? What are you holding on for that picture for? Going to email an employer, are you? Look, Thorin sympathises. He with the right wing. Look. What? You've even kept the date. You are fucking out of control. Right? Don't fuck with them drugs, my friends. Must be a drug user, of course. Thorin is a joke. I don't know why events hire him. He doesn't know shit. Okay, good. Rational perspective. Thorin being Thorin, right? Unfollowed him and Lerpis recently. All they do is argue with people, and they are never the wrong one. It's almost as if when you have an argument, you do believe your perspective is right somehow. Right? They are always right. I mean, again, have you ever had an argument, my friend? Have you ever had an argument? Whose side of things do you argue? It's yours, isn't it? Right? The last one is so Trump. Right? Glad someone is finally calling him out on his shit. Cowardly deletion immediately. I better delete my account. Fucking hell, I've criticized Thorin. Stop advertising him. He's always been a fucking imbecile. His job is literally to, and again, literally, this is literally what Thorin does for a living, to spew brain dead junk that gets upvoted and shared. For every decent human being who dislikes him because of this post, he will just gain 3 new 14-year-old followers who click his shit and earn him more money. So again, you're a decent human being if you engage in this type of behavior. And the only kind of fan Thorin could possibly have are 14-year-old followers who will click his shit and earn him money. Right, what else have we got? It goes on and on, the stupidity. Yes, it's abysmal. This guy's a legend. Yes, it's abysmal, and that's exactly why I created Shit Thorin Says. So this guy made a subreddit to collate Thorin's tweets, that the ones he thinks are stupid, right? And he's trying to capitalize on an anti-Thorin sentiment to get an active subreddit. And again, everybody who subscribes to that sub, like everybody who posts in that sub, that's just, it's like just a cretin filter. You can just tell immediately, like, everybody in that community is just an idiot. Thorin has never been knowledgeable. He just looks up shit on wikis and spouts them to act smart. Just look at how he tried to infiltrate the LOL scene for more fame and was quickly pushed out because of how toxic he is. So this guy, full-blown ill, just ill in the brain, full-blown lunatic moosh. Thorin has never been knowledgeable. I mean, doesn't even bear repeating, does it? Like, doesn't he just looks up shit on wikis. Let me tell you something. When we're in green rooms, we'll ask Thorin shit. Thorin's our wiki if we don't have access to the internet or we just need a quick answer. Just look at how he tried to infiltrate the LOL scene for more fame. Thorin was there, you know, sure, as on the cusp of getting big, but he's watched loads of matches, replays. He's got a very good working knowledge of the history of the scene, especially Korea, China, you know, the other scenes. But yeah, certainly NA is one of his favorite scenes because it's so ridiculously fucked up. And was quickly pushed out. So first of all, he's still active creating League of Legends content, you absolute moron. But on top of that, you don't get to push people out. I know you like to think this is Big Brother or something, or whatever retarded TV you occupy your mind with. You think you have some say and you can vote people out you dislike. You can't. That's not how it works, mate. So, Thorin is just a pathetic old kid, right? So, what else we got? Thorin is the Donald Trump. I've had an original thought, everyone. He is also a big fan of Trump, right? Now, one of the things that I thought with was really interesting as well is Thorin, to help raise awareness about a particular issue, he said that, you know, he himself had been diagnosed with Asperger's a long time ago. He tweeted that out. And people have bookmarked that tweet and bring it up every time he says anything they disagree with. Now, again, I can't think of another personality in the scene who would talk about a condition they have openly to try and generate awareness about it and just get bashed over the head with it repeatedly. Like, I remember when Anders came on, came on to Trash Talk, the old phone-in I used to do, and talked about, you know, depression and how he'd suffered with it and that kind of thing. I mean, I suppose if anybody digged that clip out, went, ha-ha, Anders is mental. He's crazy. He was depressed once. Fucking hell. Whoa. Don't let him to at events. He's a danger to himself. Like, this is the kind of shit you're saying about somebody over the Asperger's thing. It's really disgusting and distasteful, isn't it? But of course, because it's Thorin, it's okay. And because it's Reddit, it's double okay. So... this was an attempt at a joke that I saw. Who hurt you, Thorin? Who hurt you? Birth. I don't even understand how that's funny, right? But whatever. Thorin is an idiot. I wish he was never invited to another event. He's just disrespectful in a lot of ways. And he has such a huge ego and thinks he has achieved more than players that have reached the major. I mean, I've never heard him say that. He just sits around and spills shit, has little knowledge about the game itself. I would like to see players refusing to attend events that have him on. I'm sure they would take him off the list right away. So, okay, Gabriel FF, again, a good idea for the scene, a good idea for all... the people that work and make the broadcasts what they are. You would like players now to boycott events if broadcast talent they don't like are working at them. You think that's a good system, do you? Okay, all right. Well, yeah, okay. It'll be a matter of time. Trust me, it would be like a pro that you like. Like, let's say, oh, I don't know, you got an SK logo. Let's say you like Fallen. You might find this hard to believe. There's some pros that probably don't like him. So what if those pro, and let's say Fallen retired and Fallen was on a desk. Let's say those pros went, well, if Fallen's on the desk, I'm not attending the event. You would be crying your eyes out about how those people are scumbags. So let's be clear, you're just a biased little rat. All right, good. Thorin, in my opinion, shouldn't be called an analyst. A clown jokester, maybe, but not an analyst. He rarely makes any insightful comments of how a team won a round or their strategies, and when asked why a team won, he almost always gives those vague answers that a 10-year-old could give you, like, X player had a huge performance, or X team are beasts on X map, or X players didn't show up, or they had a bad T side, without giving any insight at all on tactical outplays or abusing a certain area of the map, etc. Again, he's usually partnered up with an ex-pro. Why would he do that? Why would he... Right, okay. He'd look over the ex-pro's notes. I'm going to fuck Moses in his bald head and say all of his points as the ex-player. Why would he do that? That would make him an asshole. He's a racist fuck. Nothing new. You just help people like him by making posts like this one. Why is he a racist fuck? He is racist now. How? And then they link to the thing where he made a joke about Splice... at the American's major qualifier, I think. Anyway, let me go down. This is a good one. Where is Thorin's reaction to this? We're fucking with him and we can watch him react in real time. Your life is a shambles. I mean, yeah, it's pretty insane. I can't even imagine doing that. Like, haha, let's bait somebody on Reddit, and then let's see if he reacts, and then let's make threads about that and create some sort of mad infinite loop. Our lives are fine. People shouldn't take him serious. He is just a clown. Ego bigger than Kanye. He could be friends with Trump. He's the Trump of CSGO. Stoped caring about what he said long time ago. Again, you're in a thread reacting to something he said. This is a good one. Thorin is and always will be a piece of shit. Again, people just give it, the way this subreddit roared his dick because of some street cred they think he earned in 1.6 was always laughable to anyone who was actually around back then. Dude's trash. Thorin's never earned any street cred in any version of... What the fuck's street cred? What the fuck are you all talking about? This is just like a fucking intervention for a group of fucking ill people. I think dementia is starting to set in. All right. Someone brings up the machine joke that he made here. Right? That's fine. Why? What his video content has got to do with the contents of his Twitter feed. Right. Thorin says stupid things since long time ago. I can't forget how racist he was towards SK. He lost my respect since then. So it goes on. I could make this video another fucking 50 hours long. It's so mental. It is just so crazy. Right? Like, he's no better than a silver one. Right? I mean, he's ranked higher than that, and he was climbing the rankings. I don't know where he's at right now. He might be at Master Guardian or something. But obviously, we don't have time to play because we work. Right? He's such a fucking joke. He's not a nice person. Said someone who never met him or interacted with him. Oh, this will be good. Met and got a picture with him at MLG Columbus. I had a shirt that I got pro streamers and such to sign. I asked him to sign, assuming he would have a marker. There was a line of 30 people all having him sign stuff. When it was my turn, I said hi and how it was cool to meet him in person. Asked if he would sign it and take a picture. We took the picture, all is well, when he stared at me for a solid 5 to 6 seconds just blankly after I handed him the shirt. Then quickly, very rudely said, well, are you going to give me a pen? Granted, I probably should have had one, but literally every other person I had met had and had signed stuff had a marker of some sort to sign things. I was never a huge fan of him before, but now I can't stand him, cocky asshole. So where the fuck are we even going with this one? Right. Imagine how egotistical you have to be to carry a marker pen around with you to sign all the autographs you're gonna do. Then you queued up to get the signature, an autograph of someone that you're not even a fan of, apparently. And because he didn't have a pen and he said, are you going to give me a pen? That's it. He's a cocky asshole. No, you're an idiot. Then look at this. That's hilarious. I don't know why he didn't have a pen. No one carries marker pens to sign autographs. Nobody does that. If you're doing a scheduled meet and greet, they're on the table by the event provider. Who walks around with a Sharpie in their top pocket? Is this serious? But Flusher is sexy nose. Ha 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 ha, he's an asshole. Ha ha ha. So yeah, it's bonkers. The whole thing's bonkers. I think you get the point. These people are idiots, all right? There's a lot of them, unfortunately. But look, so here's the thing. Why does Thorin, why does anyone, why do people get so triggered over this? Why can't they just ignore someone's Twitter feed and just get on with their lives? I'm going to tell you where it is, exactly where their mindset is at, right? People do not like somebody doing things they can't do seemingly without consequence. And this is the absolute, this is the crux of the matter here. Thorin, for good or ill, can say what he wants on Twitter and it doesn't affect him at all. Even if tournament organizers said, well, we're not hiring you because of that tweet, he still makes way more than enough money from his content, from his sponsored stuff, from his writing. He can never go to an event again and still have an incredibly high standard of living as a free and as a freelancer. He'll always be in desire for his skill set. And that drives everyone crazy. It drives everyone crazy. They fucking hate it. Because he's not somebody that you can write to his employer and get him fired. He's not somebody that you can, like, take his fucking livelihood away and punish him for saying things you don't like. And this is why people want to do that. Because for the vast majority of people, we live in structured environments where we don't get to say what we want all the time. We don't get to tell the boss to fuck off. We don't get to say how our co-workers are assholes. We don't get to say how the company we work for is garbage. We don't get to express edgy, strange political opinions without maybe someone gets upset by them. And then we have to fucking answer for that in the world of thought crime in which we live. The vast majority of people have to live that life. Now, I think that's a fucking shame for them, but it says a lot about someone's character where your reaction to living that life, you know, oh, I've got to go to school and I've got to listen to the teacher and, you know, when a teacher tells me to shut up, I have to take it, or I've got to go to my, you know, job and I've got to, my boss fucking, you know, speaks down to me and, you know, customers talk down to me and I've got to take it. I can never, you know, I can't say what I think. I think that sucks. I think if you're in that situation, it sucks and people can be horrible to each other, right? But the reality is he's in a position and he's worked hard to get to that position where he can say whatever the fuck he wants. See, I say this to people. I'll say whatever I want and there will be no consequences because I know it triggers people. It pokes that button right there at the core of your being. Why can they do something I can't? But this is pathetic. It really is pathetic, right? Here's the bottom line. If you think that Thorin contributes nothing towards the world of esports, and I don't know what to say to you. You're irrational. You're an idiot. But if you don't like his Twitter, just don't follow it. If you don't like anyone's Twitter, don't follow it. Don't like the things I got to say, don't follow it. Don't like my political content, don't watch my shows. It's just so simple. But everybody listed there is just demented to me. I mean, you are just crazy. You're just howling at the fucking moon, and it's not going to change anything. You know, the only rational thing is just to unfollow and just get on with your life. That's all there is to it. But I thought it was interesting anyway, because, you know, again, as somebody that gets a witch hunt aimed at them about once a month, you know, oh, you're bullying, bam, yeah, he's only the same age as you. But, all right, okay. You know, I've seen it a bunch of times and people like dredge shit up and they make stuff up and nobody corrects it and it becomes this echo chamber. And then the next time it comes around, people repeat the lies that got made up before. Like, bottom line is you all just got to fucking take a long, hard look at yourselves, really. Like, you might disagree with any, you know, with shit people say. But creating threads like that and like trying to go after the livelihood, trying to create like angry mobs to do something about it, it's just fucking pathetic. I mean, you're just worms if you do that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm sorry if the truth hurts, but I'm just bored of seeing it happen, you know. And people go, haha, you love Thorin, you want to have sex with him or something really juvenile. Bottom line is, if that was happening to fucking Moses or, you know, Henry or Anders or whatever, Or in particular, here you go, yeah, just to show you. I'm just as fucking triggered about the Semler shit while I'm here. You know, Semler went through all this, like, personal stuff, had a tough time of it, was still rocking up to events, doing his best. I think he's a great caster. I still think he's one of the best casters we've ever had in Counter-Strike. And thread after thread after thread about how he sucks and he's shit and he's garbage. He's been gone for, what, like, 3 months now, had a break. Oh, what do I see on Reddit? Oh, God, I really miss Semler. Yes, why has he gone away? Yeah, I wonder why anyone would want to put up with this. That is fucking mental. Anyway, get a grip. See you on the next video.